You okay with it? Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I felt like I had to crawl up here. The presence of God is so thick in this place. It is tangible. I go to a lot of churches, and there's hunger here. It's amazing. I'm fighting back tears. The love of God is incredible. So real quickly, before I get started, I just want to pray and just, you know, welcome God to, you know, speak through me, okay? Father God, thank you for what you were doing in my life. Father God, thank you for your presence. Thank you for this day, Lord God. Father, I just pray that you would anoint my head and my lips with oil, Lord God, that I would just simply be a vessel, Lord, and that my testimony would speak to people, Father God, that they would see that there is hope through the powerful, saving, redeeming name of Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. All right, I'm super happy to be back. As Pastor Jacques said, I've been here away for about 9 months, and I like that analogy, the baby thing. It ties biblically also into, you know, we start off as we're supposed to, is it hunger after the word of God, as babies would milk, something like that? I'm not that scripturally sound yet. Anyway, I'm happy to be back. My name is, for anyone who doesn't know me, I'm Nate or Nathaniel. I'm 24 years old, and I'm in month 9 of the Teen Challenge program. Does anyone not know what Teen Challenge is? Awesome. For anyone who's too nervous to raise their hand, Teen Challenge is a 12-month faith-based drug and alcohol rehabilitation facility. The big thing here is the Jesus factor. We'll leave it at that. Anyway, I want to first recognize two people before I get started with my story. I would not be here if it was not for them. So, Mom and Dad, if you guys could just stand. They prayed, they believed, they kept the faith that their son was going to change. It's amazing, amazing faith. So this is the beginning of the fruition of their praying, their believing. So a little bit about my story. I started as a Christian. I never fit in all through public school. My friends knew I was a Christian, so they liked to. I was the butt end of many jokes, and you know, you're a Bible thumper, so on and so forth. So I had religion, but I didn't have relation. Becoming end of public school, beginning of high school, it's pretty easy to walk away from the church when what's there other than following a bunch of rules? What is there? There's nothing. So it was easy to walk away from the church. When I came into high school, I started looking for my new identity. I followed everyone that I thought was cool. The cool thing was to drink, you know, party, smoke, whatever. So I quickly jumped into that crowd. I made it through high school, just doing the weekend warrior kind of a thing. So I kept my grades up, and it was manageable, I'll say. We'll fast forward a little bit ahead. I don't care what anyone says, marijuana is a gateway drug.
Amen. Absolutely.
By the time, after I smoked dope for a while, you know, I wasn't scared to try harder drugs. I was like, I just jumped into it. I welcomed that new high. I wanted to experience it. So, that's what I have to say about marijuana. People that I thought were cool and I looked up to, at the end of high school, they started doing MDMA. For, I don't know if anyone knows what that is. It's kind of like ecstasy. Anyway, I did it, and I'm not gonna lie, I had probably one of the best nights of my life. It made me someone I wasn't. It made me outgoing. It made me sociable. It made me the person that I thought I was looking for all these years. I was working, so I was able to afford the drug. It was easier. Weekends turned to weekdays. It became the constant party. However, our drugs ran out. MDMA ran out. Then we did turn to ecstasy. And then during that time, I heard of cocaine. And I promised myself, this is something I'm never going to do. You know, we set up barriers when we're going down a road, I guess. Anyway, I'm never gonna do cocaine. That didn't work out for me. As the drugs ran out, I searched for that continued high, and I turned to them because I hated sobriety. I hated being sober. You know, life was dull and boring. The chains of cocaine, they grab hard, they grab fast, they grab deep. months turned into years of denying that I had a problem. I sold everything that I owned at half or just a quarter of the value it's worth in order to get that money to go purchase that drug because I needed to stay inebriated. I did whatever I could. I stole, I cheated, I robbed. The odds are, if you spoke to me a couple years ago, within the last 4 years of my life, I was simply talking to you to get something from you. I was manipulative. I didn't really care what you had to say. On May 24th, I was driving drunk, as I often did. That's what my life had become, simply driving drunk because I hated being sober that much. May 24th, 2013, I lost control of my car, and I woke up in jail. I lost my license, lost my job, I lost my friends. I couldn't do anything. You know, I basically lived like a gypsy, getting from point A to point B and just crashing on someone's couch where I could just remain, you know, basically hiding from life, not wanting to go home because I knew what home held. Life was going nowhere. In June, I checked out Teen Challenge with my mom. I heard it mentioned by her, you know, the name drop, whatever. So I went and checked it out. You know, figured get her off my back a little bit. You know, I checked it out, and it's a year-long program. Year's a long time. I didn't think I needed to change that much, so for all of last summer, I continued partying, just going deeper into my pit of despair and my addictions. However, on September, I don't know what happened, if God got a hold of me, if there was something. I made the decision to go to Teen Challenge. And I entered a very broken, angry, unhappy, and bitter man. It's the hardest thing that I've ever had to do. I've packed my mentally packed my suitcases many times. There's gates. We're not forced to stay there. We can leave. And that's where, you know, it breaks apart the men and the boys, like, if you're going to fight this thing through or if not. Again, lots of phone calls back home to mom and dad, you know, just to saying, like, you know, just stick it a little bit more, a little bit more. And I think what it was that made me stay there is mom and dad come up for a visit one time, and I was complaining. This was, I think, my first visit, and I was complaining about it. And dad said to me, you know, if you want to come home, you can. Like, you're a big boy, you can make your own decisions. And that, for some reason, solidified, you know, like, no one's forcing me to be here. This needs to be a change for myself. And it was that day that I made that decision. On October 9th, I rededicated my life to the Lord. I made the commitment to change my life. You know, I haven't had that big experience with God. I'm not saying I won't. I'm praying about it. I know I'm going to. God's going to meet me. But God has met me. I've understood what this still, quiet voice is that he talks about. It's his hand that's been guiding me, helping me through, turn the corner, you know, go places that I normally wouldn't go. It's been amazing.
The hungry sounds broken, we run.
Nathaniel, do you want to come over here? How many believe that God answers our prayer?
Yeah.
Let's give him a hand. Nathaniel, nothing that we do, it's all about what he does. So we want to pray for you, Nathaniel, for you're probably going to be gone again tomorrow. What I want to do, I notice that God has taken you a great distance. And I had a similar experience, backsliding, getting into drugs.
And God began to take me through the process. But you know when everything really changed is when I got touched by the glory of God. So what I want you all to do is, because I noticed you're such a, I haven't had that experience, and you're going to have it this morning. So I want you guys to reach out your hands to Nathaniel. And Lord, we just pray for Nathaniel right now, Lord. He's been faithful in his word, so Lord, I just pray, God, right now, God, that you touch him with the Holy Spirit and with your glory, God, right now. In Jesus' name. Not the same, Lord. The glory of the Lord. I think that this is going to be a new day for him. In Jesus' name. From glory to glory to glory. I thank you, God, for what you've already done in him. But I thank you that it's going to be even more. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord.
Father, I pray right now that you would put a coal of fire upon his lip, Lord. That, Father, his mouth will be used, Lord, to conquer the land, Father. That his mouth will be used to turn his heart, Father. Lord, that the calling that you have set in his heart, Father, will come forth, Father. That his spirit will be strong, Lord, and the fire of God will burn in his bone, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the work that you've begun, but I thank you, Lord, for the work that you're about to do, Father. From this moment on today, Father, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Father, I thank you for Nathaniel tonight, God. You need young men to rise up in this generation, God. And Father, I ask that the same spirit that rose upon Todd White would be upon Nathaniel. That he would not look at anything in this world, but that he would go forward full force, God, for you. That you would just be the light that wakes him up in the morning. God, I thank you, Lord, that his life counts for eternity, God. And I thank you for that. And I just release that same anointing, God. You are no respecter of persons. That same anointing would be upon Nathaniel. And we just thank you and praise you, God. Thank you for in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord.